clicked into the Get Your Money Right podcast. It's a podcast where we talk about money like it's everybody's business. This is episode number 6, The Roadmap to Getting Your Money Right. I think you're going to like this one. Let's get it.
NPS.
NPS.
We're talking about money,
money, money, money, cash, cash,
cash. I said we're talking about money,
money, we're talking money, cash, cash, clarity.
What's the good news, people? Welcome to the Get Your Money Right podcast, the podcast where we talk about money like it's everybody's business, because I truly believe we're not good with money because we don't talk about money. And this podcast was created to change just that. I am your host, the Money Misfit, Jamar Dupas, and I'd like to welcome you and thank you for lending me your ear and tuning in to this podcast because, you know, let's face it, you could be listening to anything or doing anything right now. And just the fact that you're listening to a podcast about money tells me a lot about your future when it comes to money. And just like I said back in episode 00, you know, I want to have me some rich friends. So I hope that we could be friends one day. And that makes me pretty excited. And if this is your first time listening in, welcome again. We talk about money from a different perspective here. We talk about money from a real life perspective of being young, married, having children, you know, having a life always in transition. But we're also extremely ambitious. We understand that the advice that we've been taking from banks and broke people for so long no longer suit us. So with that vein, with that thought, that's what this podcast was built upon. So again, thank you for coming. And if this is your first time listening, you couldn't have picked a better show to start listening on, because today's show is going to be jam-packed with a ton of information. If you are somewhere where you can get a pen and paper and write notes or take notes, you might want to do that. If not, just listen to it once and then you can listen to it again. But this is going to be one of those reference episodes, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But first thing I want to do is make a few announcements. And the first announcement I'm super excited about is we've just hit and broke through 1,000 downloads of the show. So thank you so much, everybody who has shared this show, listened to the shows over and over again. And if you've gotten anything from it, you know, that really blesses my heart. So thank you so much, everybody, for sharing this thing out. Also, thank you for those of you who have left me ratings and reviews. That's really helped us, because as we hit new and noteworthy in the iTunes store, man, that's super helpful and super excited. I'm super excited about that as well. And the second announcement goes kind of along that, because a lot of people have been asking me about different platforms other than iTunes and the Apple Podcast app. We are now officially on Stitcher. Stitcher is a podcast app that a lot of Android users and even some iPhone users use. It's pretty popular. So we are now officially on the Stitcher platform, and you can just search for Get Your Money Right. Or you can go over to yourmoneyright.com/Stitcher. It'll take you straight to that site. Again, just like iTunes, you know, it really helps if we can get ratings and reviews. I think we got to get like 10 or 20 reviews on Stitcher for us to be featured. So if we can get that, man, that'll be super helpful. I appreciate that if you guys can do that. And then also, I'm working on a new e-course for everybody to kind of help guide and get you a starting point. And a lot of it's going to be based off what we're going to talk about today. But I'm working on that, so you guys just kind of be on the lookout for that. If you're on the email list, and you can do so at you can get on the email list at yourmoneyright.com. I'll be communicating through the email list about when that gets released and all that good stuff. And since you guys have been so helpful, it'll be really sweet if you guys can look it over, read it, learn from it, implement it, and give me some feedback so we can make it better and better. And also, last announcement here is, those of you that know, this is not a place where we bash your job, where we tell you need to quit your job to live the life of your dreams. But we also understand that jobs are temporary, and we have to use them to get to where we want to get to a lot of times. And so with that being said, I still work. I'm a firefighter. I'm a firefighter, for those who don't know. And as a firefighter, we have a chance to go up in rank. And I have a promotional exam coming up soon in a few months. So that means I will be doing a lot of studying. And so I had a whole bunch of stuff planned for the show that's going to kind of have to be put on hold. We're still going to do the e-course, but the reason why we're going to do that, and I hope that you guys take this as an example, this particular promotion for me and my family will put a minimum of about 10 grand in our pocket, anywhere from 20 to 30 grand potential in our pocket for going to work the same amount of hours that I go to work for now. That is a large increase. It seems small to some, but there's not a whole lot of places in the stock market or anywhere else where you can put in the same amount of effort you're already putting in and turn around and get those type of returns. So I really hope that you guys catch that. And we'll talk more about the benefits of that later and how to utilize your job to accomplish your dreams. But I just want to give you guys a heads up on that. We're still going to do the e-course, but a lot of the other stuff we had planned is probably going to be put on hold until after June. But after June, guys, we're going to hit it running. We've got all types of stuff planned for meetups and hangouts and webinars. It's going to be a ton of fun. So with that being said, today's episode, it's going to be the roadmap to getting your money right. We're going to lay it out, right? Because I have to kind of put a lot of these things on hold. What I want to do is give you a really in-depth, really a bird's eye view episode of what it means or how to get your money right. So we're going to lay out things to do and in what order to do them in. And I'm hopefully we can get them all in on this episode. If not, we'll break it up and we'll do two episodes. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a big, we're going to give you a big bird's eye view of where to go from the very beginning to the point to where you're really building wealth and going after your dreams and all that good stuff. So, of course, I got to give a disclaimer out. For those of you who don't know, I am not a financial advisor. Like I mentioned, I'm just a firefighter. I'm a husband. I'm a father. And I don't work in the financial industry. I don't have any formal training. So what I'm giving you today is something that I created for myself and my family, just kind of out of frustration, but also through reading a ton of books and talking to a ton of people who are extremely wealthy and who have created wealth. And those who haven't forgotten where they've come from. So I've created this roadmap for myself and my family, and I basically just want to share that with you. I've done this with a lot of research and a lot of thought behind it, and I'm going to give you a lot of that thought as we go through it. But I am not a financial advisor, so don't take blanketed financial advice from me, and really don't take blanketed financial advice from anybody that don't know you and your situation. And that's really kind of the heart of this podcast. We want each other to start thinking for ourselves when it comes to money. That's why I think we should talk about money. So basically, to give you the overview and the goals of the particular roadmap and how I designed it, or what I was thinking about when we came out with it, was this is not a roadmap for retirement. I don't believe in the term retirement. I think it's a terrible focus to focus on someday stop doing what you're doing to figure out what else you want to do and kind of hold on to your money and hope you die before you run out of it. It's a very, it's a weird way to live. And, you know, I know we don't always question things, but once I really started thinking about it, I was like, it don't even make any sense for us to do that, to work until we're 65, 70 years old, and then try to find something we love to do. Maybe we should start finding something we love to do today, living our lives today, going after financial freedom, financial independence, instead of just trying to get to some age where we can quit this job that we really don't like anyway, to get away from people that we really don't like, to live off of less of what we already feel it's not enough. So it's all silly. So I thought about that when I came up with this plan of, it's not about retirement, but financial independence. Also about financial ease, because you got to get to a place where you're in this financial ease, where there's no stress and there's no headache and heartache when it comes around money. So I thought about that. And I thought about doing it all while protecting yourself, protecting your family, protecting what you earned, and not losing your money. Warren Buffett is one of the greatest investors to ever live and one of the richest billionaires in the world today. And his number one rule is to don't lose money, or at least don't lose your principal. And rule number two, he states, is to see rule number one. And that goes against a lot of what we've heard and what we hear from other people about how you have to risk a lot to get a lot. And that's actually not true. But so I thought about this plan with that in mind, and also thought about it with not only just the eye of the future, but also about how we can live today and enjoy today, because nobody is promised tomorrow. Being a firefighter, I also have the privilege of seeing life and death situations every day I go to work. Right? Every day there's a chance that somebody dies, and usually somebody does, or somebody's on the edge of it because, well, they dial 911, so there's emergencies. But that has given me the privilege to realize that life is precious, life is short, and you may not have till 70 years old to try to get this thing together. So with that perspective, I've built this roadmap. So let's get on with it. The roadmap to getting your money right. All right, so we start with a few assumptions, right? We start out with a few assumptions that you are ambitious, right? You don't plan to work for somebody else or your current employer for a wage that may or may not be enough today, you know, for the next 30 or 40 years, and just kind of hope to retire off your portfolio income or your 401k. Not knocking those things, but the assumption when I am talking about this plan is that you're reaching for beyond that, right? You're looking to grow not only your knowledge, but your wealth beyond what we've been getting from mainstream banks and all that good stuff. So step number one in the roadmap to getting your money right is the most important one, and that is to make a decision to commit, right? And we use that word commitment pretty lightly a lot. But commitment is strong, right? It means that you won't turn back, and this is what's important to you, right? We talk about the law of priorities, right? And that's making priority number one the number one priority. And to kind of paint the picture of what I mean by commitment, it's like that story with how the pig and the chicken helped you eat breakfast, right? So say, for instance, you had, excuse my brothers and sisters that don't eat pork, but it's just a story, right? Let's say you're having bacon and eggs for breakfast, right? Now, the chicken was involved in helping you have a great breakfast, right? Giving you those eggs. But that pig... That pig was committed to helping you get a delicious breakfast. That pig gave his life for you to get that bacon. He gave you his life so you can have a good breakfast. That's commitment, right? The chicken was involved, but the pig was committed. And I'm not telling you need to give your life, but what I want to tell you is that your life becomes the principal thing, the most important thing. It becomes the thing that you are earning money for, right? Because so many times we forget why we're earning money in the first place. So step number one is to decide to commit to yourself and to your life and live in the fullest life that you possibly can, right? If you can't make that decision, then we can't go any further. Just keep doing what you're doing, right? And you'll just keep getting what you're getting, or worse, right? Because things aren't getting better by default. That's just not the way it works. Actually, things, especially if you look around the landscape of financial industry, they're going backwards. Over in Europe, they have negative saving rates now, right? Not everywhere, but there's banks in the European Union or overseas that now charge you or give you a negative interest rate for keeping your money in a savings account, right? This ain't no game. We're not joking around. These banks are out to get you. No doubt about that. But that's step number one. Make the decision to commit. Step number two, along those same lines, is find your why, right? Why, again, are you earning money? Why are you working where you're working right now? Do you have a family? Is it because your husband, your wife, your children, your mother? Is it because you got a cause you want to give to? Is it because there's a business you want to start? Is it because there's some travel you want to get to? Is it because you want to see the world? Maybe you want to go to see the Holy Land. Maybe you want to go outer space. I don't know. But you got to get to the point to where you start thinking about, why am I doing this in the first place? And you want it to be strong, right? I remember back in my old network marketing days, they used to say that your why should make you cry. It should be that emotional thing, that thing that makes you get up in the morning and go to work and get things done. Get back to that and figure that out if you don't already know it. And if you do already know it, and if you're figuring it out, write it down. Put it on your wall. Put it to where you can see it all the time, because that's the thing that keeps you going, right? In the last episode, we talked about distraction management. It's real easy to get distracted if you don't know your why, if you don't understand your purpose, right? And once you understand your purpose, once you make a decision and you understand your purpose of why you're earning money, you don't have to be cheap or frugal. Money will take care of itself once you put simple systems in place to make sure it's serving you and your why. Okay. Number three is get real clear about what's important. Okay. Alongside of your why you're doing it, why you're making money, get really clear about what's important to you, right? So if your why is your mother, for example, right? Look, we're in our 20s, we're in our 30s. Our parents are kind of getting up in age. They're going to need us one day. Okay, there is a retirement crisis in this country, right, and a lot of places. And again, I get to see how people live in nursing homes, and sometimes they live by themselves, or sometimes it's hard for them to be in their home by themselves, especially if they're having health issues, right? If your mother is your why, you need to understand what's important to that, right? So if she is your why, you know someday she may need some help for you to live. So maybe you should be thinking about what her lifestyle is going to look like, right? What is your lifestyle going to look like? Are you going to still work 40, 60, 80, 120 hours a week? Or do you want to kind of peel back from that? Maybe you only want to work 20 hours a week at the job, and maybe you can negotiate something with your boss where you can work 20 hours a week from home. Well, that gives you that flexibility to be around for your mother or be around for your children or to go travel or to go learn a new language. Find out those things that are important to you. A lot of people call these goals, right? So what are your goals in life? What do you want to accomplish? Start that business, learn that language, see the world, whatever it is. Get real clear about what's important to you, right? Is fitness important to you? Is your spiritual life important to you? Is your marriage important to you? Is raising your children properly important to you? I know those are my important things, right? Financial freedom, is that important to you? That's important to me, right? So get clear about that. And then once you get clear about that, write it down, make it plain. That's what the good book says, is write it down, make it plain. And then talk to your spouse about it. Talk to your wife about it. Talk to your husband about it, right? Talk to them, and you both of you together do the same exercise, right? Because it's real difficult to get your money right when you're in a marriage and you're doing this by yourself. In fact, it's almost impossible to do it with any type of peace, any type of ease, because there's going to be a lot of headbutting. There's going to be a lot of frustration. And this is where people kind of grow apart, because they don't share with each other what they want to accomplish in life. And they each go down different roads without sharing with each other what their dreams are and trying to figure out a way to make it work together. You can do that here. And I encourage you to do that. So once you understand what's really important to you, get with your wife, man. Talk about it. Let her know. Write the vision. Make it plain. Now then share the vision, right? Share the vision. Lead your family to where it shall go. It's the vision that protects us from not perishing, right? It's the lack of vision that keeps us distracted, that keeps us broke, that keeps us from generation to generation in a position where we can't protect ourselves. And, you know, we quite frankly, we got to stop that, right? We got to put a stop to that nonsense. We too grown. There's too much information out there for us to still be vulnerable to a lot of the nonsense that's out there, right? So get real clear about it. Share the vision with your significant other, your married significant other. If you're just boyfriend and girlfriend, you can share your vision with each other. But I want you to focus on building your life, building that vision independently of that boyfriend or that girlfriend until you get married. And I don't even care if you're just engaged, until you get married, right? You build your life like it's just you, because that's all it is right now, until you guys get married. Then you can join your money and you can do all that good stuff. But trust me on that, right? Because I've seen people walk at the altar, great intentions, but be married first, all right? All right, so let's go. Let's keep going. Number four, all right? Or five, I don't know. I'm not going to number these things. Okay, determine where you are now, right? So once you've made the decision to change, right? Once you discovered out your why, what you're doing it for, the thing that's your driving force, and then out of that, determine what areas of your life that are important to you. You've got the vision, you've wrote it down, you've made it plain, you shared it with your spouse. Once you have that context, now is to determine where are you now in relation to your vision and your goals, right? And real basic things too. And it amazes me that a lot of people don't understand this, but something as simple as how much money do you bring home on a monthly basis or weekly basis or yearly basis? Now, you know, I don't really care about how much you bring home a year, because nobody makes decisions really based on how much they make in a year. What I want you to do is get clear about what your take-home pay is and write it down, right? Look at your past paycheck stubs, or look at your last income statements. If you have a business of your own, take what you've been making, average it out over the past several months. I would suggest you do at least 6 months, but 12 months is preferable if you have your own business. But get clear about what you take home every month, right? And then write it down. Now, the next thing you want to do is write out and figure out how much of that money you spend, right? So how much you got coming in, what your take-home pay is, and then how much are you spending? So if you bring home $5,000, but you spend $6,000, that's a problem, right? You should know about that. A lot of people don't know about that, but you should know that you're spending $1,000 more per month than what you're bringing in. And some of you laugh because it's like, that sounds silly, but people do it all the time because they put it on credit cards or they put it on, you know, lines of credit, and they just kind of float and they don't really realize that they're going backwards. They're digging bigger holes, right? So if you bring in $5,000 and you spend $4,000, you're doing pretty good, right? Or if you're bringing in $5,000 and you're spending $5,000, you know, you're living check to check maybe, and you might want to do something about that. So get clear about what you spend and what's going out. And you can do this simply. There's different tools and stuff out there, things like mint.com, where you can input your banking information and they'll let you know. You can look into your credit card and your bank accounts now, and you can see how much you're spending, because we swipe everything. Nobody's really doing a whole lot of cash these days. So it's real easy to see how much you spend. And this would be a real eye opener for you, because I tell people this all the time. I can tell a lot about what a person really believes and what they really value simply by looking at where they're spending their money, right? So you can't tell me, right, that you plan, or, you know, that eating out is not that important to you if you look at your expenditures and it shows that you're eating out 5 days a week, right? Well, eating out is really important to you, right? That's what you value, right? Or, you know, you can't say to me that, you know, I really value, you know, giving. And then when you look at your expenditures, you don't give anything, right? You keep all your money and you spend it all. So I can tell a whole lot about what a person values based on what they spend. So this will be a real eye-opener for a lot of people. I remember when I first did this, we were spending, excuse me, we were spending $600 to $800 a month on eating out. But before I did this, I swear I don't really eat out that much. I really don't. I just don't eat out that much. At least that was what I used to tell myself. But once I got to tracking it and saw $600 to $800 every single month we were spending eating out. Man, you want to talk about a punch in the gut? I couldn't believe it. But hey, I challenge you to do this, right? If you're going to follow it, do this. And do all the steps. Don't skip this part, right? Because this is one of the most important parts, right? So figure out what goes out. Secondly, figure out what you owe. Figure out what obligations you've already agreed to. Figure out what sentences that you've already determined for your future dollars coming in through, whether that's student loans, whether that's credit cards, whether that's furniture that you put on credit and TV, money that you've borrowed from anybody, or debt, so to speak, right? Figure out how much of that you have outstanding, and figure out how much that's costing you on a monthly basis, okay? Write all this stuff down, right? It's time to get your money right. Get your house in order. This is the hard part. This is the part that everybody avoids, but this is the part that opens your eyes and gives you some clarity to where you can get out of your current situation, or you can maximize what you have coming in right now to really get to that future that you want to get to and protect yourself. So don't skip this, right? So what are your obligations that you owe, right? And then the next thing I want you to do is calculate your cash flow, okay? And basically all that is how much you're bringing in minus how much that's going out. And preferably, this is a positive number, right? Hopefully, you have a positive cash flow, okay? According to the news media and all that good stuff, 76% of Americans are living check to check, which basically means they have no cash flow, right? Cash flow is king. That's the thing that I'm going to have you guys concentrate on as we move forward in this podcast and the different lessons, because your cash flow is the very thing that's going to help you build wealth massively, right? It's going to help you protect yourself. It's going to help you pay off debt. It's going to help you go see the world. It's the cash flow that matters, okay? So take what you bring home minus what goes out, and that calculates what your cash flow is. And our goal is to make that cash flow number as big as possible so we can use that cash flow to accomplish all those things that we said that was important to us, right? And then the last part of this of determining where you are is determine what your credit score is. And you don't have to go pay anybody for this or anything like that, but you can do something as simple as Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. A lot of credit card companies out there will give you your credit scores. Mint.com has where you can get your credit score. But basically, only gives you a roundabout number of where your credit score is. I know a lot of people make a fuss out of, you know, the FICO score and stuff like that. But to be honest with you, there's like a million FICO scores, right? There is no one FICO score, okay? That's a big myth that there's just this one FICO score. FICO, they come up with all types of algorithms and calculations and equations for different industries, for different service sectors. To create these credit scores that benefit them. So your credit scores are always going to be different, okay? The most important thing is we get an idea of where we are. Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, Mint.com, your credit card companies, a lot of times will give you a credit score, and that's all we need, right? We just need to know what the credit score is so we can see where our starting point is. If your credit score is in the, you know, the 550s or the 350s or, you know, the low 600s, that just lets us know that we got some improving to do, right? Because I'm going to talk about later all the things you can do with your credit score to increase your cash flow and to lower your expenses and good stuff like that. So you could just start with doing that. Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, Mint.com, and check your credit card company. I know Capital One does it. But that gives you a credit score so you can get an idea of where you are now. And we'll talk about this in future episodes, and we may even have a masterclass on how to increase your credit score. Because me and my wife, we took our credit scores from the low 600s. And, you know, I think my lowest credit score now is like 790 or 780 or something like that. So we're going to share with you exactly how we got that done. Because once you get past like 720, you know, you can pretty much get all the good rates and stuff like that. So, and you can get an apartment and all the other benefits of having a good credit score. Now, I know there's some financial entertainers out there that feel like, you know, the credit score is not important. You're not going to get that from me because we can utilize a credit score and you can do it without debt. And I will show you exactly how to do that. So, and while you're doing your credit score, you might want to pull your credit report as well to check to make sure there's no errors on it. Somewhere around the lines of 83, 82% of all credit reports have errors. And that could also be helping hurting your credit score. Again, we'll have a whole nother episode and we'll do like a masterclass on how to increase your credit score. So we're not going to dig into that right now. We're already 30 minutes into this thing. So that's that. So determine where you are. Recap on that. Find out how much you bring home, right? Find out how much goes out. Find out what your obligations, what you owe. Calculate your cash flow. Hopefully that's a positive number. If it's a positive number, man, we're going to do some dangerous things. If it's not a positive number, if it's a negative number, we got some work to do, but I'm going to give you exactly what you need to do because when I started this, mine was not positive. And if it's just a zero, you're spending every dollar you got coming in, no worries at all. We're going to give you tactics and techniques on how to get that done, okay? So things that I don't want, don't really care about is how much money is in your 401k, right? I don't care about your home values. I don't care about how much property you own. I don't care about what your car is worth, none of that stuff. You don't need any of that stuff to get your money right, at least not now. These will be good things to understand once you start implementing what we'll start implementing. But right now, just those basic things. All right. Number five, take what you now know based on what you've done, right? So you know what you got coming in. You know what you got going out. You know what your cash flow is. Based on that, now you want to reevaluate your goals, right? Where are you as far as getting your goals, right? Getting your goals accomplished. If you want to buy a house and you say you want to buy a house in a year, but you have negative cash flow, how is that helping you get the down payment for your house, right? That's the whole point of determining where you are, is so you can really help yourself get to where you want to go. Because you can't get there if you don't know where you are, right? You can't ask for anybody. You can't ask directions from anybody if you can't tell them what your starting point is. You can't even go see a financial advisor and get any information if you can't tell them where your starting point is, right? This is the beginning, right? So based on what you do know, reevaluate your goals, right? Reevaluate what's important to you. Usually those things that are important to you are still important to you, but maybe you need to adjust some timelines or maybe you need to get a little bit more aggressive in certain areas. But get you some new goals. What are your goals for a month from now? Maybe it is if you are negative or if you're spending paycheck to paycheck, maybe all you want to do in the next month is just save $100, right, to go towards a contingency fund. And we'll talk about why savings for the sake of savings don't work, but you just set some goals. What are your one-year goals? What are your five-year goals? What are your 10-year goals? What are you looking to do in your future? And again, do this with your spouse if you're married, right, because this is the stuff that brings you closer together. And fellas, let me tell you something. There's nothing that a woman wants more or that your lady wants more than to see a beautiful vision of your future, right? She will get excited if you can paint that picture for her, right? Take some of that stress off her and get clear about it, right? Lead your household. And same thing for the ladies. If you're the money person in the family, a lot of times it's hard to get the other person on board because we haven't made the picture, we haven't made the vision clear yet. And that's our number one job, especially in marriage, is to get the vision and make it plain and then figure out how to communicate to somebody who a lot of times don't speak your same language. But that's a whole nother conversation. All right. So next thing, now that we've reevaluated our goals, what we want to do now is make a decision to adopt a few new money principles, okay? So I'm going to blaze through these real quick, but these are money principles, not all of them, but some of the most important money principles that I've adopted that has completely changed my life. And all this stuff is not something that I've come up with. This is just stuff that I've picked up from mentors and amazing books and people who have have the lifestyle that I want to have. And I just picked them up and I wrote them down and I'm just sharing it with you guys. So this is one that you've probably heard me say, and you've probably heard a bunch of other people say, but the first money principle that I want you to commit to adopting is to pay yourself first. Okay. Here's the truth. If you leave money sitting around in a savings account, so to speak, somebody else is going to get it, right? Because it's just sitting there casually. I think it was Les Brown that says, if you go through life casually, you'll end up a casualty. That's the same thing with your money. If you allow your money to be casual, it will end up being a casualty to somebody else, right? Somebody else is going to get your money, okay? So pay yourself first. Don't wait to see how much you got left over. Now, I'm not saying don't pay your bills, right? You need to pay your bills, right? You've agreed to pay these bills, so pay the bills. You know, be a person of your word. But I give you an example. In our house, every dollar that comes in, we tithe, right? So the tithe comes off the top, right? And then another 10% comes off for our financial freedom. All right, that's our money no matter what, right? The tithe is also paying ourselves first, at least in our eyes, right? So we tithe 10% and then we take another 10% for our financial freedom. Because when it comes to earning money, the most important reason that we earn money outside of the tithe is to get to the point where we don't have to work for money anymore, is to create financial freedom. That's why we're earning money in the first place, right? So that's how we pay ourselves first. That comes off the top. Then we'll look at bills and we'll look at other stuff. And we do things a little bit differently. But I don't care what so-and-so says I owe, or, you know, what new shoes just came out this month. The first thing that goes in this house next to the tithe is paying another 10% to our financial future. Okay, and that's what I mean by paying yourself first. Now, when I first started, this was impossible because I was spending negative, right? I was in the hole. My cash flow was negative, and then I eventually got it to zero. And then, you know, even the tithe, I wouldn't pay it. I'd pay like 1% this month, maybe 3% next month, no percent on the month after that. But once we truly adopted that we had to do this no matter what, that's when our lives, our financial lives, begin to change. Things became clear. So money principle number one is pay yourself first, okay? Another one is don't risk any money that you can't afford to lose, right? So I don't care how good the opportunity comes by, don't risk it, okay? Money is important. You work for it. Don't throw it out into the wind over nothing. And to be honest with you, there's really no such thing as a risky investment. It's really just a risky investor. So if you don't understand where your money is going, if you don't understand what it's going to do, you don't understand how you're going to get your money back, don't put your money there, okay? Simple principles, don't spend more than what you bring in, right? That's simple, right? At least it sounds simple, but a lot of times, you know, we don't do it, or maybe nobody ever said it to us in that manner, right? Another principle is the best time to spend a dollar is after you've already spent it, right? And I'll give you an example. I learned this from Jim Rohn when he was talking about his days. This is the best time to start a day is after you've already spent your day, right? So basically, you plan out your entire day in your head. You've watched it go through in your imagination and on paper, so you know what your day is going to look like. Then you start your day. Same thing with your money. Spend your money on purpose, on paper first, or in an app or whatnot. That way, you're not going to fall victim to fear and greed and just that impulse to buy because you don't have a plan for your money. It's like your children, right? You let your children come in the house and you have no plan for them after school. You don't direct them to go and do their homework, direct them to go and take them school clothes off, direct them to go take a shower. They're not going to do it, or they're going to do some random stuff. It's the same thing with your money. Your money comes in, you got to direct it. You got to give it some order. Not after the fact, but as it's coming in. You got to sign it, right? No soldier in the military, no leader in the military has ever let their soldiers go out to battle without a game plan. Your money is your soldiers in your life to get those things that you say that are important to you. Not what I say is important to you, but what you said that's important to you. Another money principle is just become a student of life, for life, right? And how it relates to your money. right? Become proactive instead of reactive, right? Again, that's assigning your dollars is one example of that. Focus on financial independence, not retirement age. We talked about this already. Structure your life and your money for where you plan on being, not where you are today, right? Don't look at where you are today. Look at where you want to go. Then structure your life and your money around that. We'll get into more detail about that. Become a producer, not just a consumer. This is something that's really helped me, and it's really helped me, like, get clear and have some hope for the future, that not that I'm just going to work for somebody else and then just kind of spend, but that I'm going to be a producer. One of the reasons why I decided this podcast is because it's me producing, me giving back, me producing some value for other people, right? So that's that. And then the last one, because we are running out of time, is question everything. Question everything. If somebody wants your money, question it, right? Question anything anyway. It has led me to have a pretty decent life. And I heard a guy say this one time, is success is not always about what you choose to do, but also what you choose not to do. And there are a lot of things that I've chosen not to do that I'm so glad that I didn't do that allows me to live the life and the lifestyle that I live today. So question everything, y'all. Okay. It was just getting ready to get juicy, but I'm only halfway through the roadmap and we're already more than 40 minutes into this whole thing. So I hate to do this, y'all, but what we're going to do is cut this short. All right. We're going to continue this talk in the next episode because I'm only halfway in it. I'm already 40 minutes. I want to be a respecter of your time, but we're going to get it all in because I really want everybody to get the details. I know there's other things out there where they give you baby steps and all these other kind of quick fixes and stuff like that. But look, when it comes to your personal finances, there are no quick fixes, right? I'm giving you the real talk about how to get it done and how to get it done right and how to do it on your own until you get to the point to where maybe you want to bring in a financial advisor or somebody who's professional that can help you do things. What we're going to do is we're going to cut this short and we're going to do a part two of the roadmap to getting your money right on the next episode. But before we do that, let's go ahead and just recap. First thing you want to do is make the decision to commit, right? Commit, commit, commit. Remember the pig and the chicken, right? Commit, commit, commit. Find your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you making money in the first place? Okay. What's your vision for that? Find out what's important to you. Is it financial freedom? Is it spending time with your family? Is it traveling the world? Is it having more babies? Is it giving to your church? Is it going on missionaries, trips, and all that good stuff? What are those things that are important to you in your life that you must have? Some people call it like bucket lists and stuff like that, but I want you to dig deeper on those really important things. All right. And then write your vision, make it plain, and talk to it with your wife or your husband about it. Okay. Because that's the most important part. Because if you guys can't get, not the most important part, but if you guys can't get on board together, it's going to be a tough road. And that's usually the hardest part for married couples. And we'll talk about some techniques and stuff that you can use to make that happen. Okay. Then you want to determine where you are now, right? How much you're bringing in, what's your take-home pay. I don't really care about your taxes. I just want to see what's coming in after you clear. What get cleared through in that bank account? What goes out? Okay, what you owe, what are your obligations? And then through that, you calculate your cash flow. And we also want to get our credit score so we can figure out where we are now. All right, I want you to write all that down and even consider getting your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. You can do that. It's not freecreditreport.com. It's annualcreditreport.com. That's the one that actually comes from the government that they say you get one free credit report pool from each of the agencies, each of the major three agencies per year. So you guys can do that and check for errors on that good stuff. The next thing you want to do is reevaluate your goals based on the new information you have, where you are right now. Set new goals. What you want to do for the next month? What do you want to do for the next year, for the next 5 years? It'd be a good idea to kind of treat your personal finances like a business where every year you want to try to turn a profit, right? Not try, but turn a profit. The next thing you want to do is commit to adopting some new principles. That's pay yourself first. Don't spend more than you bring in. You know, become a student of life for life. You know, continuously educating yourself. Your money is important. Your life is important. There are books and there's stuff out there to help us get through life. We don't have to go through the loan. We have to go through it guessing and then question everything and a few others. But, you know, commit to those money principles. And I'll be sharing a whole lot more, something maybe you can put on your wall or you can kind of have with yourself. But there are a ton of principles that have changed my life that has really kind of led me to even talking about money, right? And so that's about halfway through the process. The next stuff is the juicy stuff. We talk about your cash flow management plan, how to get the most out of your dollars, where you can bring home more take-home pay. I'm actually going to teach you how to get a raise from your job without even asking your boss. We're also going to talk about investing, what to invest in first, right? How to make sure you never lose out on your investments. We're going to talk about how to increase your means, because a lot of people say you need to live below your means, but that's all fine and dandy. You want to spend less than what you bring home, but let's come up with a plan. You need a plan to increase your means. So we're going to talk about that in the next part on the roadmap to getting your money right. So that's it for today. That ran longer than I expected. I hope it was super useful for you. If I was talking too fast or it seemed like a ton of information, that's because it was kind of meant to be a ton of information. Because like I said, I got a promotional exam that I'll be studying for. So all the courses and some of the things that I was planning on doing over the next couple of months, I won't be able to get to, or I'm choosing not to get to until after I take the test, which won't be until June. So I decided to throw this out here now so you can get yourself started, write this stuff down, start working on your own financial game plan based on what I have here, and hopefully maybe you learn something, maybe you can tailor make it for yourself, and just so you can get yourself started and know where to go and that you're not waiting on me. Which is funny because now I'm making you wait on the second half of this. But this week, you can focus on those first, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 steps or whatever else I laid out and get clear about all that good stuff so you're ready to receive the next part. Because the next part is really kind of the action stuff, the fun stuff, where you start to see the increases and really start to see how it applies to your life directly. So, again, I hope this was super useful for you. If it was, if you liked it, consider leaving us a rating and review on iTunes. You can go to yourmoneyright.com/review to do that. We're also on Stitcher, so you can also do that at /Stitcher, yourmoneyright.com/Stitcher, to help us kind of get going up on there, get that platform going so we can get the word out about this. Because, you know, I really believe in this cause. I really believe if we can just get enough people talking about money, you know, our country would be in a whole lot better position. Our people would be in a whole lot better position because money can help you do a lot of things, especially if we're handling it right. We're not worshiping it and we're not selling our souls to get it, but we're taming it and we're making it work for us. And we're really understanding. We really are getting it, not just getting it, but getting it, understanding money as it's meant to be understood. So share this out with your friends. Let everybody know about it if it was useful. And let me know if this was helpful to you. Let me know if you have any questions, any particular questions about your particular situation. Guys, you can email me. You can send me a message. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat. I'm all over the internet. You can just go to yourmoneyright.com and you know, you get all my contact information from there. Again, I'm still working on the email course. If you want that, if you want to be an early adopter of that, just go to yourmoneyright.com and throw in your name and your email address on that front page there. And I won't be spamming you or anything like that. That's just to help. That's just to get the course. And if you want to help me kind of tailor make this thing and master it and help me not forget anything, because I need all the help I can get. Remember, I got a beautiful wife and three beautiful children, and we may be working on another one soon. So, but busy man, but productive, not just busy, but productive. So any help I can get, man, that'd be super, super appreciative. So I'm gonna quit rambling. Thank you so much for listening to the show. This has been a ton of fun, and I'm looking forward to doing part two of this because I think it's really going to bless you. And if you got lost in all my rambling and all the things that I've told you to do, it's real easy to get a recap of today and get the details in what we call the show notes. And you can get the show notes over at yourmoneyright.com. You'll see it in the podcast section, or you can just go to yourmoneyright.com/6 for episode number 6. And all this will be laid out. I'm going to actually type out all, you can see all the steps typed out. And we're working on a PDF so you can print out and keep with you as well. You'll be able to get that if you're on the email list. So there's an incentive to do that. But again, thank you so much for listening. And let's continue the conversation, because I truly believe we're not good with money because we don't talk about money. And I think we're changing that. Thank you and God bless.
NPS. NPS.
NPS. NPS. I said we're talking about money.